Morning is from the fifth chapter of Romans, verses 1 through 5. And you may find it on page 155 of the New Testament portion of your pew Bible. The results of justification. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The gospel lesson this morning is from John, the 16th chapter, verses 12 through 15, and may be found on page 110 in the New Testament section of your pew Bible. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. These are the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, my mind be acceptable in your sight, my Lord and Redeemer. Amen. Wow. Trinity Sunday, Father's Day. A couple of really powerful subjects. Trinity Sunday, we recognize Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We did that in that new affirmation, in our affirmation of faith. We articulated what the Holy Spirit is, who the Holy Spirit is. But those are words. What God wants us to realize through Jesus the Son, as we read this passage from John 16, when the Spirit of truth comes, that Holy Spirit, he'll guide you into all the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by Jesus. He will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me. The Holy Spirit will glorify Jesus, because he will take what is Jesus's and God's and declare it to you. Jesus then says, all that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. God the Father, connected to Jesus Christ, given to us through the Holy Spirit throughout eternity. In Romans chapter 5, which is on page 155, he addresses something that is very meaningful. And Kim, I didn't plan this message for you, but I want you to hear it. We are justified by faith. Not faith in what we've done. Faith in what he has done. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We're justified. We're made right-wise. We're put in a right relationship with the Creator of the universe. We are put in a right relationship with God the Creator through the Holy Spirit, through Christ Jesus, His Son. It's God's plan that even though we can never measure up if you look at the law alone. That's why we're saved by grace and faith, not by law. That verse 1 again. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's on page 155 in your pew Bible if you want to read along with me. It's actually a pretty good read. It's only five verses. We have peace with God through Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access. We get access to what? We get access to this grace in which we stand. So we have faith, we have peace, Christ Jesus from God. Then we have, through the Holy Spirit, we have this grace in which we stand. You know, we don't stand judged. We stand forgiven through grace and in our faith by Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. We have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. You know, if you're a child of God, you accept Christ's influence in your life. You accept the fact that He is going to transform you, and He's not going to leave you as He finds you. Alex, Elijah, Jasper, gotcha. Hey, I see hands raised. They must be listening. Okay. Oh, the mic's on, so you guys can hear it. Okay. This grace in which we stand. Now, here's the other piece. And we boast. We boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. Why? Because of something I've done? No. But because of how great and wonderful and powerful He is in spite of what we've done. All the mistakes in our lives. Oh, goodness gracious. I don't want those rolled out in front of me anytime soon. But I can stand before the Father, in whose presence I will be judged, with the absolute faith in His grace and His love and His mercy for me. Not because of what I've done, but because of what Christ has done. And boast? Goodness gracious, are you guys Christians? Alex! Are you a Christian? I didn't hear you. Are you a Christian? I heard it, but I was wanting to say it louder. You have to have the confidence to boast. Now, that's not being boastful and, oh, look at me, how great and glorious I am. Look at me, how blessed and forgiven I am through the glory of God and my faith in His grace. Not me, Him. And not only that, oh, goodness, I didn't write this one for you today, Kim, but I've been there. We also boast in our suffering. Anybody lost a loved one? Anybody been wrongly accused? Any of those sufferings that go on? We boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. And character produces hope. Paul says in Hebrews, faith is the hope for things not yet seen or not made evident. We have that hope. And that hope does not disappoint us, because God's love, just like that wind on Pentecost, Isaiah. That's precious. The Holy Spirit, like a wind, came into each and every one of those people at Pentecost. And that Holy Spirit, like a wind, is going to come into and be poured into your heart. Alyssa, your heart. Maya, your heart. And if I miss everybody's name, and there's another Alyssa out there, and there's another Katie, that Holy Spirit's into your hearts. And Jasmine, and Alex, and Elijah, and the rest of you children of God, not named. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Why? So that we can be transformed. So that we can be assured. So that we can be comforted, so that we can have a hope and a faith to continue on when it seems like there's a weight around our throats, a weight on our hearts, an anxiousness or an illness, or when people accuse us of something that we haven't done. And when we do what's right, and something bad happens out of that, and we get blamed because we did what was right. That peace, it's not the absence of, it's not the peace as in a peace between warring nations that they stop battling, but it is the shalom peace. It is the peace of God, which is the presence of the Holy Spirit in your heart, through which you can be bold. Not in your own grace and glory, but in His. Be of good cheer. Shalom, peace.